The first reading, as you just heard, is this marvelous text from Isaiah 55 about the word of the Lord. Just as the rain and snow come down and don't come back up until they've watered the earth and made seed sprout, so my word goes forth from my mouth. It never returns to me void. Whatever I have declared takes place, because I'm God. And that word here is a word of salvation. This is Isaiah 55. So we're in the second part of Isaiah. But this is a promise. Today, when you get a chance, take some time to read the word of God and listen to this. When that word touches your heart, stop. Nourish it. Because the Lord does not intend the word he gives you today to be sterile. It has power of its own to change us. And so that's what that reading is all about. The Gospel of Matthew, we get that part of the Gospel that was left out on Ash Wednesday. Do you remember Ash Wednesday? It says, when you fast, when you pray. When you pray, don't make a big deal of it, stand on the street and pray. Pray to your Father. And then this is how you are to pray in Matthew. And that part skipped. See, when you fast, don't make a big deal of it. When you give alms, don't, have the whole community there and cut the ribbon and thank you for this lovely building or whatever. No, just do it. How many people did our Lord heal? And he purposely took them outside, so there wouldn't be a big fuss and a big... But the part of this prayer that I think we could look at today, see, how many times already in Lent have we had these kind of instructions? We haven't had one yet about you're allowed to eat... I forgot, is it 8 ounces in the morning and 4 at night or whatever it is? There's nothing like that. It's just a promise about how powerful his promises are. I don't give you a word that ever returns to me empty. That's the promise. If I've promised you, you can rely on it. Well, the very fact that we're here early in the morning on a chilly day to hear the word of God and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is a sign of a great mercy. Lord knows we're not bright enough to know this is where we belong. That's the Holy Spirit moving us to come here, to hear these words, to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the living, eternal Son of God, you see. And so when you pray, this is what ought to be in your heart. First, our Father, or Abba. When you pray, say Abba. If you look at the prayer in... account of the prayer in Luke, and then try to, you don't have to do this part, try to translate it back into Aramaic. It's a little poem. Abba, first word. When you pray, say Abba in Luke. Yitkadesh shemak, tite malkutak. You see, it's a little poem. Why is it a little poem? because then it's easier to remember. See how our Lord is? It's easier to remember. Father, Abba, Yitkadesh Shemak, may your name be held holy. Tete Malkutak, your kingdom come, and so forth, you see. And forgive us as we forgive. Whoa. So if there's somebody really offended you and you forgive them, that's just good business, because then the Lord will forgive you no matter what. And that's what that part is about. And you see, there's always a little in the Our Father, both in Matthew and in Luke, and in Luke, the little codicil at the end of the prayer says what? If you forgive men their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. What a deal. Right? But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your transgressions. Whoa. So why don't we take a moment before we start the liturgy again, and everybody in their heart, forgive. Think of somebody that's offended you, hurt you somehow, and just forgive them right now. See, I did that before. It's okay to practice, you know. You can keep doing it. So let's take a moment and do that.